God, through the glorification of Jesus on the cross, and through the leading of your Spirit, which guides us into all truth, help us to see, hear, and reflect upon your word this day. Amen. I am fascinated by many things that I don't fully understand or comprehend. Yet I see these things, benefit from them, and acknowledge their roles in my life, in our lives, and in our world, without having to fully understand them. Fascinated I was by the very first fax machines that in seconds could send a facsimile of a document from the United States to somewhere in Europe or Japan. I couldn't and still can't explain it, but I know it happens, and it amazes me. Now we have internet connectivity, which is also something I can't fully comprehend or explain, but I see the results of it, and I find it astounding. The late, remarkable Stephen Hawking, who died this past week, said, "We are all now connected by the internet, like neurons in a giant brain." Magnetism is another phenomenon in our world I find fascinating, yet fail to deeply or thoroughly comprehend. Thus, when I first read today's gospel reading, the verse to which I was attracted was verse 32, where Jesus says, "And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." The image that came to my mind was spiritual magnetism. How is it that Jesus, being lifted up on the cross, is capable of drawing all people? And what would lead Jesus to make such a bold claim? Jesus didn't say, "When I'm lifted up, I will draw some people to myself." Nor did he say, "When I am lifted up, I will give all people the chance to be drawn to me." He said, "And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." This indeed is a mysterious magnetism. The writer of the Gospel of John seems to like this image because this isn't the first time we've heard it. Last week, when we read from the third chapter of the Gospel of John, we heard Jesus say, "And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life." That, of course, was a reference to the story from Numbers about the poisonous snakes that were killing the people until Moses was instructed by God to make a bronze serpent and raise it up on a pole. When people were bitten by snakes but looked at the bronze serpent, they lived. Well, just like last week's First Testament reading helped us interpret last week's gospel, so today's First Testament reading from Jeremiah also helps us interpret today's gospel. In this reading, Jeremiah speaks about a new covenant and a former covenant. The former covenant, you see, was based on the keeping of the law, but it proved too difficult. The Israelites could not pull it off, and neither has any one person or any group of people pulled it off since then. The people of God broke that covenant with God because they broke the law, or one might also say that the law broke them. So God decides to establish a new covenant. This new covenant doesn't get rid of the law, but it makes what is external internal. It puts the law within and writes it on people's heart. It makes it invisible and indivisible, kind of like the law of gravity or the law of magnetism. It connects people to God and to one another in invisible, inseparable ways. It's not based on book learning or on intellectual knowledge, but it's based on spiritual knowledge grounded in forgiveness and the removal of sin. This new covenant is possible because the love of God, which denies self and actually dies in order to live. Like the law of gravity or magnetism, when presented to a non-scientific mind like me, today's gospel reading begins with some Greeks assumed to be Gentiles or non-believers approach Jesus' disciple Philip, saying that they wish to see Jesus. One can imagine that people might have wanted to see Jesus because he turned water into wine, healed people, fed the 5,000, and raised Lazarus from the dead. Yet today's gospel reading makes clear that the only way to truly see who Jesus is and what Jesus has done is to be drawn into the magnetism of the cross, to live in that magnetic force field of God's love, and to serve and follow that love throughout our lives on earth. Blindness, on the other hand, to what God has done in Jesus, dooms us to the futility of living within a broken covenant. Yet, through God's exaltation of Jesus on the cross, in the resurrection, and by the ascension, God created a way for us to be drawn into the life-giving, magnetic force field of God's enduring, unconditional love. In the Christian Century article on today's gospel, Pastor Benjamin Duholm says, "The magnetism Jesus exerts in this gospel, the Gospel of John, is more than charisma or persuasion. It rearranges and reveals the world. It draws people into a new pattern. Reconciled in our relationship with God and one another, we are then equipped to serve and follow God's way of love throughout our lives on earth, wherever it leads us. Here at Grace, it has led us to the Southside Food Bank to stock shelves. It has led us to help staff the men's shelter. It has led us into the community to clean, repair, and improve park spaces, Avery House, and Garfield Elementary School. It has led us to share valuable resources through Grace Foundation to address needs in the community. It has led some to make quilts to be blessed and given away through Vina Moses. It has led some to knit prayer shawls to comfort people in pain or who are distraught. It has led others of us to Guatemala to bring a ministry of healing to those who are sick or ailing there. This past week, it led some of us to stand on the sidewalk in solidarity with our high school students who walked out of school to express their partnership with the high school youth of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, urging action to end gun violence in our nation. Every day, it leads each of us to share our time and our talents in caring, loving ways so that others might be touched by God's love and God's presence through us. It is a relational, incarnational, sometimes mysterious, magnetic love. Again, Benjamin Duholm says it well when he says, "The descending figure of the falling grain and the ascending figure of Jesus lifted up draw the hearer along with them, whether we assent or resist." It's an image of dying to the world, to security, even to the power to see and understand, that opens into an image of life greater than any individual fate. Thanks be to God for such wonderful, mysterious magnetism. Amen.